You're listening to The FWAT Show, episode 214 for November 11th, 2015, Veterans Day. Welcome to The FWAT Show, where you'll get all the news you need to know, and probably some you don't, all in about the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, Rob Steele, and like I said in the intro, and it's the title of the show, yes, it is Veterans Day, honoring people who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. I am actually saluting you right now. Granted, it's an audio program, so that's probably not working as well as video, but I am saluting you, so there. I am proud of each and every one of you for protecting and serving this country. I really am. I do not mean that with any sarcasm or any humor or anything. It is honest opinion from me that, yes, I love everything you guys do. Granted, some of the people giving you the orders are a bit, but there's not much I can do about that until the next election. And during that next election, you'd think veterans of all people would be automatically registered to vote. And yet, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Yes, he's in the news whether we want him or not. And even New Jersey people are thinking not. Earlier this week, he vetoed legislation that could have added 1.6 million new voters to New Jersey. And yet, didn't. They were going to adopt the Democracy Act, which would have automatically registered people to vote. Christie said no and vetoed it. His claim is, quote, "I don't want to expand it and increase the opportunities for fraud." And by fraud, I'm thinking he means people to vote him out of office. Because if you look back at the people who have been caught with voter fraud over the past, I don't know, 10 years, give or take, the only counts of voter fraud I've been able to find, and I've been looking because it's my job, have been people voting Republicans into office. Which means, yeah, that's why I don't want them to vote, because they'd vote me out of office. Way to strike down the Democracy Act. Well done, Chris Christie. Don't vote for him for president. We've got religious news, and none of it seems to be terribly good. Because while I think Christianity does have some very good points, there are some really, and for lack of a better term, I'm going to use up people who are trying to use it. Case in point, Arkansas Pastor Jeff Crawford. He said over the weekend that a woman has no right to her own body because it is owned by God. And that if a woman wants to have medical procedures done, like, I don't know, mammograms, that is against the word of God. Hello, what? Who the hell does this guy think he is? I don't care what part of the Bible you're quoting, that's wrong. How does this guy have a following? On a similar note, a conference sponsored by Pastor Kevin Swanson, who believes that gay people must be put to death because otherwise they'll reproduce. No, anyway, he had a conference where one of the people who got on stage was Ted Cruz. Look, it's the middle-aged mutant numbskull candidate. Ted Cruz said that atheists aren't fit to be commander-in-chief of this nation. He went on to say that any president who does not begin each one single day on his knees isn't agreeable to be commander-in-chief of this nation. Really? That strikes me as a bit odd because I can't picture Ted Cruz on his knees doing much of anything, especially around Kevin Swanson, because men on their knees. Right. Of course, you could also go with, oh look, it's still Kevin Swanson. During one of his speeches at his conference, Kevin Swanson said, actually, I believe it's cried out, quote, "America, repent of your rebellion against God. American, repent of stumbling the little ones. America, repent of Harry Potter. America, repent of How to Train Your Dragon." What the hell is this guy talking about? He claims Harry Potter is an American evil, even though it's British, because Dumbledore was gay. I'm not entirely sure if anyone's also told him that Dumbledore isn't real. And neither are the dragons that were trained in the animated movie. But speaking of homosexuality and the upcoming presidential election, Cher popped up.
It seemed to go together in my mind, just bear with me. I had no segue for getting to this.
Cher tweeted recently, quote, "Never thought I'd say Donald Trump is a giant among GOP frontrunners." Well, Don Boy took this as an endorsement when it's actually more satirical, maybe a bit ironic. So Cher had to follow it up with, again, quote, "Donald Trump's ego is so inflated he might as well be the Hindenburg." In dictionary next to obnoxious asshole, it says, "See photo of the Donald." That's a hint. So anybody who says, hey, even Cher is endorsing the GOP, no, perhaps you should try reading again. Oh, and while we're at it, do you remember Scott Walker? Yeah, Scott Walker, the Wisconsin governor who tried to run for president, but ended up seriously in debt, roughly $1 million in debt because of his failed presidential campaign. Now he's soliciting donations to pay it off. He has said if his supporters will chip in and make a contribution of $10, $35, $50, $100, $250 or more, we can end this campaign in the black. Well, you know what? No, your campaign's already over. Why would people possibly donate money to you for something you're not even doing anymore? In related news, I am actually taking donations to help with a surgical procedure I need to have done. It's kind of embarrassing, but I would like some financial help with, okay, I'll be honest, it's a college loanectomy. Donations can be sent through the website. Here we go. It's called thefwatshow.com. Yes, it's for the show. www.thefwatshow.com. You can send donations however you want to. You can contact me through Facebook. There's a button. It goes to facebook.com/fwat1. There's a button for Twitter, which goes to @RealRobSteele. There's an email button at the bottom of the page. Get in touch with me. Say, we'd like to donate, and I will tell you how to do so. Because this college loanectomy thing is something I apparently need to get done so I can stop getting calls on my cell phone. Anyway, speaking of that email button, I've been getting a lot of email lately, which are ads for something called MailChimp. I don't know if you've heard of this or not. Apparently, it is a service. They keep telling me, you can email your podcast to all the people you know so that they know about it. Well, all the people I know already know about it. How about sending it to people I don't know? No, that would be too easy. So instead, I will ask you, if you don't want to donate to my college loanectomy, just tell your friends about the show. That'll help me out, honestly, just about as much. Tell your friends to go to the website, thefwatshow.com. Listen to it on iTunes and Blueberry and TuneIn and iHeartRadio and Stitcher and wherever you happen to get your podcasts. It's a fun show. At least I try to make it that way. If not, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with something that honestly should have been on Monday's show, because boy, does this sound like a Monday kind of thing. In December, which we're getting awfully close to, and for those of you going after your Christmas ornaments already, Thanksgiving comes first. Let's eat the turkey, then you can put up your tree. I digress. Washington, D.C. will have a new monument. Kind of. It's actually a statue. A marble bust that will be in the Emancipation Hall in the Capitol Visitor Center. It's a bust of Vice President Richard Cheney. Why anyone would want to immortalize Dick Cheney? Wow. If you can come up with an answer, email me. I'm curious. I'll bring it up in the next show. In the meantime, have a good rest of the week. I'll see you on Friday.